your host, Dr. Cherry.
And Mrs. Cherry.
Now, I was under the weather. We're still a little bit under the weather, but the good news is that I got so many emails from everybody giving me so many tips. So I did all the tips, and including, of course, my universal blood transfusion, and I'm in much better shape. However, something very interesting. My allergies are completely gone. That is weird, very weird. Since I arrived, not a single allergy problems, and I hope it works that way. Now, as you know, Taranya did explain last weekend what happened to us, so I'm not going to go in detail with it, but what I can tell you is that it feels very, very weird when you're driving and then all of a sudden, from far away in the middle of the night, you see the city lights of Tucson, and then you're very tired, and you said to your wife, okay, we're going to take that exit, and we're going to rest another 10 to 15 minutes so I can drive a little bit more. The next thing I know, after a very short rest, I find myself back 38 miles east and kind of having a deja vu of everything that we went through 38 miles earlier. So that was kind of very, very weird. And, of course, the city lights of Tucson disappeared. So we were brought back in time, so to speak. But the most significant thing is when I woke up, I had a terrible, terrible pain in my throat, in my lungs. And I complained immediately to Taranya that something was wrong with my throat. And from there, it went downhill, so to speak, as far as my health is concerned, I guess. You know, when you're driving 2,500 miles and you stop and you had about 2 hours sleep altogether, it would definitely, make your immune system being very weak. So I believe this is also one of the reasons when I got caught. But the fact of the matter is being brought 38 miles in time and space in the past, it's pretty astonishing, trust me. But it's something that we're putting under our belt for the time being.
Yes, so next, what we're going to be talking about is the three women from Cleveland who were abducted 10 years ago, and they are now, they have been found. So I'm going to just read a little bit of the intro here from the Cleveland Women from Hell. Imagine how Amanda Berry, Georgina Gina De Jesus, and Michelle Knight, who disappeared about 10 years ago, felt when they knew that they were finally free. Imagine their mental and physical abuse that they had to endure for such a long time, being held hostage by Ariel Castro, 52 years old, who lived in the home where these women were found, with his brothers Pedro Castro, 54 years old, and Oriel Castro, only 50. But is there something that the FBI and the Cleveland Police Detective Jennifer Ciacia are missing? Wondering why those men would behave in such a way? Well, looking at their age, Dr. Cherry and I were able to locate their natal dragon's pill, which had given us tons of information that we need to explain their behaviors with those then, of course, children. Why do not have their full date of birth to explain their UCI? Further, Dr. Cherry will do his best with what we do have. Again, Oriel Castro, 50 years old, born in 1963. His dragon's tail is in the sign of the Capricorn, cold and calculated. His Pluto, in other words, transformation beyond control, in the sign of Virgo. Ariel Castro, 52, who was born in 1960, with his dragon's totem, the deceptive sign of Pisces. Again, his Pluto also in Virgo. And then we have Pedro Castro, 54, who was born in 1959 with his dragon's tail and the aggressive sign of Aries and his Pluto in Virgo. Now, these brothers were all born with a very important key denominator, or Pluto, which is power and sex, and the sign of Virgo, virginal and puritanical. And left unchecked, this plutonic position breeds white supremacists and pedophiles. Pluto is the drive for power, the drive for secrecy, sexual orientation, and ultimate control, while Virgo rules also chastity, purity, and innocence, thus the strong attraction to children. This plutonic drive led to a secret sexual pact that these brothers signed with each other in order to regenerate. Remember, wherever Scorpio is located, in one's UCI, the soul must regenerate or die. And this planet rules terrorism and all forms of abductions. Now, in Greek mythology, Jupiter, the god of the gods, punished his son Pluto because he had abducted his sister and jailed her in the entrails of a mountain while trying to bend his father's will. So, Louis, explain a little bit here about this terrible situation.
Well, Ariel Castro, 52 years old, I have the fact that he was born in 1960. And that gives him a dragon's tail in the sign of Pisces. But there is a very, very famous killer named Jeffrey Dahmer, also born with the tail of the dragon in Pisces. In fact, I have noticed that a lot of criminal, a lot of crazy people, a lot of people who do things, criminal under the blanket, so to speak, happens to have the tail of the dragon in Pisces. Now, tail of the dragon in Pisces means also a very, very artistical, imaginative nature. And Ariel Castro, Facebook page, it listed him as having worked it for a group called Grupo Fuego and the Tropical Meringue. That's the name of the band. He was a musician there that was formed in Cleveland in 1999. But of course, anytime you deal with Pisces tail, it's all about lie and imagination. So it is very normal when you have this tail, or the head in Pisces for that matter, to be very intuitive, very artistic, a musician. And that's why Dr. Sharia Pisces is also a musician. But God thinks I don't have the tail of the dragon in Pisces. Another very famous crazy lunatic who fell into the codification of thought and is on the tank, is on the irreality, is Osama bin Laden, born in March. So, I don't exactly know where that dragon's tail in Pisces is located in terms of the housing system. That would give me so much more information. And I hope one of my VIPs will find his date of birth for me so I'll be able to give you more information on the location of that dragon's tail. Now, Pisces was also drugs and alcohol, deception, living in our own world. And this why somewhere, somehow, he succeeded for so long. Knowing the head of the dragon conjunct Pluto, which is also in the sign of Virgo on his dragon's head, he had that puritanical drive, that drive for innocence, that drive for control, that drive for anything and everything that is pure. And where do you find this if not in children? So that is the signature of the pedophile, Pluto and Virgo, either in the head or the tail of the dragon. On the more positive impact, of course, Pluto and Virgo produce doctors, natural homeopathic, people that are involved in details, people that are involved with gardening. Virgo was green in nature. Virgo is the Virgin Mary. Virgo is chastity. So, having such a pull on his dragon's head into the sound of Urgum, Ael Kestrel was nothing else than a robot being driven to steal those very innocent little children and apply his control. You need to understand that wherever Pluto is located in your chart, there is a must for control. And Pluto rules sexuality, sensuality, secret, drama, the police, death. So wherever you have that Pluto in your chart, that's where death and drama, sex, the police will enter your life. And again, it proves the extraordinary values involving astropsychology and the expertise I have that the FBI all over the world should use so that they could detect those born criminals, those pedophiles out there. So it is very, very important to assimilate this cosmic fluid and bring it back in our college universities. So the FBI of the future will be able to perceive much more than what the kids fresh out of college, you know, using their five human senses are able to do. So that's the beauty of being cosmic conscious, of course. Now, once I have his full date of birth again, I will generate the full report on his UCI, or Unique Celestial Identity, for my VIPs. Now, you know also that today, right here in Arizona, Jordi Arias was convicted. I don't know who do not know about this story, about this crazy lady who actually, killed a boyfriend. She shot him, she stabbed him over and over dozens of times. And of course, she lied in the process. Now, there is such a thing in astropsychology of associations. Very, very important. That's what I teach my students, of course. She was born July 9, 1980. Now, do you know another famous criminal that was born in July and killed two people? Well, his name is O.J. Simpson. He was born in July. But why, in the name of God, why these two souls born in July killed in the area of love and romance? Well, it is very easy to understand if you follow the regulation. You know, the start on life. Just count. Go into the house of love, romance, and children to see how a person will become. And if you count five, including July, August, September, October, November. So this means all the people born in July don't have to become killers, but they become Scorpio in the area of love and romance. And if you heard and understood what I said earlier, Scorpio is the house, is where the police, death, and drama will enter your life. So for Jordi's areas or O.J. Simpson to have the police enter in their life through the fifth house of love and romance because both of them are murderer is not an accident. Remember, there are no accidents. Only cosmic circumstances, not yet used or understood by the FBI and our infantile science. But what makes things very interesting in Jordi's case, excuse me, is that the planet Uranus, the Saturn release of energy planet, the planet of shocking behavior, the explosive planet, the Uranus, eccentric, shocking, the tornado, the hurricane, the tsunami, the volcano planet is right in the fifth house of love and romance of Jordi Arias. What does it mean? That means added to the intense, passionate, overly emotional, deadly Scorpio, now you have a bomb that exploded. Now, let's go further. Let's go into the house of death of Jody's area. Jody's area was born with the tail of the dragon in Aquarius. Aquarius is ruled and controlled by a planet called Uranus, which is found in the fifth house of love and romance, depicting why she exploded and overkilled this guy. But when the tail of the dragon is in the eighth house, suicide is very, very high. And chances are, this is also the sign of electricity. So she could end up being fried in the process. Yep, her lesson was like my beautiful wife, Tyrannia, born with the same dragon. To learn all about love, to learn about caring, and to be happy. But Jody's Arias was not cosmic conscious. Jody Arias is nothing more than a human being that used to be a very innocent child. And she landed on people, because it takes two to tango, who did not steer the best of her charts, instead the worst of her chart, in like 99.09% of the world population. She neurotically, subconsciously acted out the scorpionic uranic stars and wasted a life. So, who's to blame? Again, who is to blame? All the criminal of the past and the future. You need to remember that. Once upon a time, used to be innocent baby. They could be your children. In fact, the very child you love and care and protect today may be the next Jody Arias, may be the next Adam Lanza, may be the next Ariel Castro, unless you investigate their UCI, you're playing Russian roulette. And here is Dr. Cherry with this supreme wisdom being laughed at just because I'm about 50 years ahead of time about infantile science, the FBI and the CIA. Hey, this is my curse. This is my gift. All that will pay off for the children of the future who will be born with much more spiritual stars, with no fear of expanding the mind through curiosity instead of trusting basic traditional education or being stopped because of their religious convictions. So you're talking about a very interesting future for those children who, once they assimilate the cosmic code, once they use and understand the cosmic code, imagine that. Again, the sad reality is much of the FBI and CIA agents out there, they don't honor the words being a detective, and they are FBI agents. They're not curious enough to dig into something that bypassed their logic. Well, you have to remember, some human beings are forbidden entering the archetypal realm of consciousness. It's just the way it works. They are not cosmic conscious. They do not understand the limitation of their rational, logical UCI that help them to deal only with the dense physical world. But there are people like me. And if you're listening, again, obviously you vibrate at my speed, so you're learning something and you're realizing something. Maybe that all that I do is much more than pseudoscience. Now, as I said in one of my newsletters, I would, as of tomorrow, tomorrow is the first day of the new moon, and I'm going to ask my beautiful wife, Tyrannia, to print the chart for tomorrow, and I'm going to read a little bit of the transits that we're going to have. But I also promised all my VIPs in a newsletter that they would get a super deal. Super deal will last only 24 hours, so you better get going. I'm going to offer a VIP reading. That is a $700 reading for the price of a full life reading or $310. I repeat myself, this will start tomorrow morning as soon as the new moon hits, and it's going to be for, I can make it only for 12 hours. So you have 12 hours. Now, this is only for my VIPs. So if you're not into the cosmic code, if you're not a cosmic coder, well, I would suggest you to go and pay $25 as a test ride on my website, and then I would suggest you to get a pen, okay? Because you will have to call Turania, because my website is not going to give you my top service VIP consultation on Skype, live and taped with Dr. Turi, for $310. So you have your pen. You need to call Turania at 602-265-7667. Again, 602-265-7667. And tell her you are a VIP and you want to benefit. You want to have a Skype session, live Skype session with Dr. Turi, and be ready because, oh my gosh, you are going to get it, good and bad. And the idea is to remember that if you know what's ahead of you, if you know when the light is red, chances are you will stop and you will not pay the price of your cosmic ignorance. All right, now, I have the chart of the next new moon here. I don't know why Turania did this chart here. That's March 9, 2013. We are not March the 9th. say, my wife is a little bit in the weather too.
March has been on my mind today. I just don't know why. March is...
Well, March is Pisces.
Yeah, exactly.
So, okay. So basically, what I'm going to do here is once I get the right chart, is to kind of tell you what those planets are going to do, and how they're going to affect the world at large. Now remember, this is a universal chart that I'm doing. Okay. And I can tell you, the next new moon tomorrow, I don't know the exact time that new moon will take place, but it is something that I can check real fast here on the software, 8:28 p.m. Now, the reason why it's an important one is because it's also a solar eclipse. Okay? And not only this, you're going to have the moon in Taurus, Mars in Taurus, Mercury in Taurus, the tail of the dragon in Taurus, the sun in Taurus, and Venus in Taurus, all in the tail of the dragon. Oh, my God. This is called a stellium, or a supreme energy, right on the tail of the dragon in the sign of Taurus that regulates the bank. Now, this tail of the dragon is freaking everybody out, especially in the sign of Taurus, because now you have the expert telling you, be ready, you're going to lose your butt. You're going to lose your dollars. You're going to lose your savings. You're going to lose everything. America is going to go under the drain. Again, these are the people who are using their logics. They are not cosmic conscious. They are feeding you with their own fears. Yes. The tail of the dragon in Taurus is extraordinarily challenging for everybody. In fact, the tail of the dragon is in my home, forcing me to, hypothetically speaking, die in rebirth. That's why we were looking for another place. We're considering going to Cabo San Lucas, and we're going to take you there with us next new moon, probably. Turania and I, we're going to take a trip to Cabo San Lucas. We were also considering... Thailand is a little bit far. So, you know, we have to respect the tail of the dragon in my home who wants me to get out of here, maybe sell all my artwork in order to deck the hit, which is you know, messing us up big time. Now, this tale of the dragon in the sign of Taurus rules the banking industry. So, within the next 2 weeks, be ready for some interesting news involving bank, involving security, involving your basic sense of security. And I am so sorry for the child that will be born with this stallion. Oh my gosh. This will produce people he's in jail now. He's rotting in jail because he stole all the money.
Bernie Madoff.
When I channel, I cannot remember stupid names. Bernie Madoff was born with the tail of the dragon in Taurus. In his past life, he was building banks. He understood every single trick on how to make money grow. But Taurus is a very greedy side at the same time, due to the rest of the aspect, of course. And born with this tail of the dragon in Taurus, like the child that would be born the next few days with this tail of the dragon in Taurus, are going to be master at money-making schemes and investment. And they have to fight the greed. If not, they're going to lose everything like this guy did. He's now rotting in jail. Madoff has lost his son, he's lost it all. And that is the lesson, to learn that life is more than green, it's more than money. There's such a thing of feeling, integrity, and helping the world. I want you to remember, people, the head of the dragon is in Scorpio. And with this dragon in Scorpio, absolutely nothing whatsoever will be kept a secret for long. Again, this is why those three ladies were born again. This is why this lady who disappeared for 11 years reappeared. There are no accidents. The entire media out there and our scientific community are not aware of the power of the dragon. And here I am. Many years ago, I wrote a 525-page book that should be the best top seller in all time in New York. But it is not, because God has a plan. God has a plan to give his pearls to those that I ask. Now, with this dragon set in Scorpio, like us, you will be forced to, hypothetically speaking, die. Wherever the head and the tail of the dragon is located, be ready for a dance of evil. Be ready for a dance of changes. Again, I just can't refer back to my own crazy life and my own experiences. When the head and tail of the dragon was on myself and my marriage, I knocked out 11 years of marriage and I nearly died in the process. But I rebirthed myself. This is the beauty of the head of the dragon in Scorpio. There is a kind of a wake up call, a rebirthing energy that is now imposed upon the world. And when I made my prediction of a full restructure of the FBI, the CIA, and so forth, God knows, was I right? Question is, do you know where this dragon is in your chart? Do you know if it's on the money area? Is it on your mind? Is it in your subconscious? For if it is in your subconscious, good luck to you. You're going to become insane. That's where people commit suicide. That's where people just get a test of what dementia is all about. And then you go and look for help with a traditionally educated psychologist, those kids just fresh out of college. Don't you think you get more from a 63-year-old man like Dr. Cherry who's been around and would not poison you with antidepressant that would make the situation worse in the long run? You need to use your common sense. Well, astropsychology, or Nostradamus 16th century methodology, greatly, greatly involved the dragon. Now, I'm offering you the deal You heard me earlier. And if you just tune in, I say it again. I'm going to offer you a live Skype taped consultation. I'm going to, hypothetically speaking, kill you. I'm going to tell you things that only you, not even your mother, knows about you. I'm going to tell you where this dragon could become your worst nightmare and what to do so that you don't become his victim. The question is, if you have any hope to change your life and to move forward in life, and you still do the same thing, or don't do nothing for that matter, how can you expect the change to take place? Yes, I know life is a constant process of changes, but why not riding the head of your dragon and let it bring you to the gold mine? The reason why I'm not going crazy at my age is because I know exactly what the dragon is doing to me, to my wife, to my family, to my friends. And here I am, patiently warning them, guiding them in a daily basis. Now, if you cannot afford $700, or now $310, because I brought it down to $310, at least do yourself a favor. Become a cosmic coder. And for the next 12 months from the day you join and you become a cosmic coder, I will do your forecast every month, your transits every month. And most of all, I will help your spirit to regenerate. You would be amazed of the type of message Tirania and I get from people from God all over the world, telling me, my God, Dr. Cherry, I want to read more. I finally find the answers that I've been looking for. I've been digging into your website, and the more I read, the more I have to read. And this is why, with the head of the dragon in the sign of Scorpio, I was forced to literally be more cautious of how much I'm giving you for free. Yep, for years I've been giving my newsletters. I've been educating the world. A lot of people out there would never say thank you, Dr. Cherry, for teaching me something I did not know and I really enjoy. That is the way it works. So this head of the dragon is forcing me to realize that I cannot give my pearls to the entire world endlessly. So I'm offering only one Cosmic Code newsletter every Sunday to give you an end to what you're missing. But ultimately, this dragon position, in fact, I don't know how you can actually live your life not knowing the power of the dragon and how he's affecting you from your rising, from your sun sign, and which house it is going through. And then you wonder why people kill each other, why people line up in churches, being deceived, hoping for a better life. Then you have even people that are in my fields, people that are supposed to be truth seeker, people are supposed to help. The dragon is so strong upon their own lives that they dismiss. They would rather do the ostrich trick and stick their hand in their head in the sand. They just do not want to face reality. But the fact of the matter is, reality, the core of reality, is this Scorpius Draconis dragon. The reason of this explosion of crime, the reason of this explosion of things that have been under the ground are going to come to light. The Benghazi massacre, let's call it like that, could very well cost President Obama presidency. Do you understand that? But I predict that terrorist attack on my book. Do you realize that I knew what the government was doing in order to win the election? That's why I wrote about the rigged election. Many, many months later, some of you recall those newsletters, recall my words and say, yeah, Dr. Jerry, you pointed out. Well, for your information, let me tell you something. President Obama, and I know the FBI is listening. Hello, guys. I know you guys are listening to me. The tail of the dragon is right in the 10th house of career of President Obama. And with the supreme stellium into the sign of Taurus, I think President Obama hit the top of the beginning of the end. So it's going to be pretty interesting. So I gave some dates again, if you're a cosmic coder. I gave some very specific dates about President Obama's fate. And I specifically tested the FBI patience by giving them a very specific date in August where you're going to see what will happen to our president. Know that I want the president to suffer. Know that I'm not happy with his presidency or his administration. Remember, I'm freaking French. Excuse my French. I couldn't care less about politics and religion. Everything stinks. That's just the way it is. But I care about him like I care about you. If I can make President Obama aware of how the tail of the dragon now in his 10th house of career, changing his entire life, then I made my point. Now remember, the head of the dragon is in Scorpio. President Obama is a Leo. That means the only reason why he's alive and why he survived and why he's still in the White House is because the head of the dragon is in his home area. His home area is the White House. And you wonder why, following another of my prediction that the chances of his assassination via poisoning was very high, and the next thing you know, you got a guy out there that's trying to poison him. Wait a minute here. Do you think you guys from the FBI and the CIA, you guys have plugged my phone? You guys are reading every single word that I write every single day. Don't you think it's time for you to wake up and listen to Dr. Cherry so that you understand what's going on with the president, with the United States, and with the world at large? Because that is my mission. August, during the full moon, that's where the world will be kind of becoming a little bit more conscious of Dr. Cherry's predictions in relationships to our president. Oh, no. I'm not mad at my good friend George Norrie. You know, I don't bite the hand that feed me. I understand why he's not having me on his show anymore. But you have to remember, you know, George Norrie is born in June. So, in his 6 hours of work and health, he becomes a Scorpio, which means he had to completely restructure the format of his show. You know, he's making choices that are based upon, you know, the tail of the dragon cruising his subconscious. So, Mr. George Norrie is not having a good time, and I understand it. George Norrie is currently experiencing the tail of the dragon in his subconscious. And when the tail of the dragon is in the subconscious, it's very, very hard to apply logic and he's in the position as a messenger of the God, as a Gemini, like Art Bell, to talk, to communicate, and to listen to this junk all day long. And with the tail of the dragon in his subconscious, my good friend George Norrie is at risk. Even if he does not say anything, even if he does not appear so, I know better. George is not making the right decision because he's surrounded by the negative dragon's tail plaguing his subconscious. And as a rule, that produces dementia, panic attack, and suicide. Oh, I'm not predicting my good friend John Norrie is going to kill himself. I'm just telling you, maybe he will. Now, remember, when I say something or when I make a prediction, it is not because I want to hurt people. But that's the only way I know how to warn them. So if you're born in June out there, okay, currently you have the tail of the dragon in your subconscious. And more than anybody, you need some solid grounding from Dr. Cherry. You do not push Dr. Cherry away now. And you stay clear from the Neptunian. You stay clear from the deceptive Neptunian who are constantly regurgitating their fears upon you. Because as much as you are able and willing to control what you ingest physically, you got to do that psychically and psychically, or pay the price of general confusion, panic attack, dementia, and suicide. In reference to suicides, if you read my newsletters again, the numbers are exploding. Because how many kids that are now serving in the Army, the Navy, the police force, firemen, kids that are forced to see blood and guts every single day. Okay, how many of those kids, knowing that there is millions, billions of us on this big rock, how many of those kids were born in June? Or if they are not born in June, they have a rising in Gemini. And meantime, they're cosmic and conscious. They don't know. They feel depressed. They feel down. Hey, they go and see their doctors. Traditionally educated kids, fresh out of college, who knows how to fix others only by poisoning even more their psyche, disrupting the chemical balance of the brain, which is far from what it needs. Next thing you know, there is that absurd explosion of suicide that I predicted a time ago. You know, when it comes down to it, it makes me very, very sad. Sometimes I say to Tarania, you know, honey, I really wish I didn't know all that. I really wish I didn't know all that. I wish I'd be like anybody else. Don't have to carry the world on my shoulder trying to revive Jesus' initial cosmic ministry, the work of all the apostles, started by these three wise men and astrologers following the stars to his birthplace. Sometimes I wish I were just a normal guy. Yeah, in 2 years I'll be retired. But the fact of the matter is, it was my destiny to lose my younger brother when he was 15 years old. It was my destiny to lose my dad when I was 11 years old. It was my destiny to lose so many people all along. It was my destiny to live my own country in a very early age, hanging around in England for many years, and then came to the United States and touched this phenomenal country's grounds on the first day of the new moon and turned everything in gold for me. It was my destiny to die all along a few times and learn and grow so that I can share that wisdom to you, with you. But what pains me the most is that how many people can really, really appreciate the priceless values of the pearls I'm trying so hard to give you. Oh, well, you know what, Dr. Chewy? Hey, you have a God-given gift. Okay, why don't you just give all this for free? Well, you know, if you go to the dentist, if you go to any doctors, you gotta pay for your consultation. You know, when you pay me for the pain, you pay me for the stress, you pay me for me bordering dementia and suicide. You're paying me for giving you the rope that will allow you to hold on to life. And instead of suffering those very powerful, draconic, scorpionic, cosmic energy, use them as I did to rebirth into a better, wiser, smarter, more intuitive human being. You know, since I offer free access to the cosmic code, we're getting more and more people. And with the thousands of newsletters that I wrote, I'm glad that many of them find some of the answers they were led by God to find through my work. Of course, there are different areas into the cosmic code that you have to pay. That's just the way it is. You have to pay. You have to pay for your food. You have to pay for your tax. You have to pay for your insurance. You have to pay for your living. You have to pay for priceless wisdom. But the price you're actually paying is ridiculously low. Very low compared to the reward, because what are we talking about here? We're talking about your spiritual welfare. We're talking about your children's fate. You're talking about your connection with the divine and understanding what it means to be human. What do you think you're going to grasp this type of information or get that in your traditionally educated college universities, where they think of people like Dr. Chewy being, you know, lunatics, promoting pseudoscience? No. Just remember, incredible people. Actually, incredible experiences breed incredible people that have incredible gifts to share. That's what it comes down to.
Marie, can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
This just came to me because I've been listening to everything that you've been saying, and I just wanted to ask your thoughts on this question, because you say, of course, God helps those who help themselves.
Right.
But then again, we have so many people who try to help themselves, and each day, each minute, they indulge themselves in negative thoughts for ego, greed, and whatnot, and they think that they're going to achieve, so... Okay, so God's just going to help them achieve in whatever negative thoughts they may have?
Well, you know, the future is a reincarnation of the thought. You got to think of yourself as a battery. Two eyes, two arms, two legs, two feet, two sides of the brain. You either feed the devil, or you plug in negative, or you feed the light. The choice is yours. God gets your heart beating. He stops an infection. He hears your prayer, and all he can do is to lead you to the people. You're in a physical world. You're in a dense physical world. God can only lead you to the people who have some of the answers you're looking for. Each time you meet somebody, it's a stepping stone. It's a stepping stone of information that you're going to gather from that person. But you know what? A magnet will attract a piece of wood. You know, when you go down, or I go down, okay, because it happens, right? You're there to endorse, to support, to promote me. You start to go down and start to behave like a monkey to make you laugh. And you feel me down, you come and you start to hug me and you kiss me and make me feel better, right? And then that's the beauty because, you know, between you and I, we are much more positive as a unit. And that's why God realized, well, I mean, you know, those two guys are two very powerful batteries. So they have what it takes to help some of my children who need some information about God knows what. Anything under the sun. But as a rule, it's a good idea to be positive. If you constantly feel the devil, feed evil, and let your fears consume your life, you're not going to move forward. Oh, no, I cannot touch astral psychology. That's against my religion. You're the devil. See? Now, you have given a chance to stop the expensive energy of light. And then you get nowhere because you have broken the movement. Always move forwards. Always hope. And never, ever, ever forget that above your head, there is God. There is your guardian angel. We call it the force. And we have been granted the gift to see God in action and speak through the sign. We have seen, we have heard God. But all those people out there who are, you know, requesting help, they are learning to understand the new face of God, his cosmic message. Because God can only speak a cosmic language. And God operates from his own creation. God is all is that, and that is all. But if you don't take chance, if you don't ask, you ain't going to receive. Now, you could, of course, listen to Joel Osteen all day long, giving you his sugar-colored sermon all day long, but he's not teaching you anything about what it means to be human, about the sign, about cosmology, about astral psychology. He's just meant by God to be extraordinarily successful and very wealthy because he vibrates at the speed of all the morons listening to him.
One thing, while we have 4 minutes left, I found kind of interesting, not even really interesting, it's a horrible tragedy that happened with this Travis Alexander and Jody Arias case, is that both of them, well, actually, Jody herself was attending and baptized within the Latter-day Saints, and so she was studying them all about Jesus, and of course, Travis at the same time considered himself as a Mormon. So my question is, do you think that played some significant role in the fact that maybe Jody had wanted him to be a certain way within the church and maybe he wanted it his way and she just couldn't handle it any longer because of her puritanical views?
Well, there's many, many roads that it's to Rome, Terraria. And there is many, many psychical intonation that leads two human beings to love and respect and live a good, happy, successful life like we do, or people to comically attract each other and at the end kill each other. So religion is poisoning, period. You got to look at the facts. You know, religions have killed more people than all the disease, all the natural disaster, and all the wars combined together, but humanity has not yet learned because there is nothing to replace it. If, let's say by magic, every single church that you have in every corner, okay, started to have integrity, okay, and instead of giving you dogmatic deceptive material that's going to send you to hell and poison the mind of your psyche. Imagine you have my student. Imagine you have astropsychology. You remove this instrument of death and the picture of a man dying on a cross for you, if you want to believe that, 2,000 years ago when you had no pen and no paper. There's much more behind the ministry of Jesus. Much more. But the masses, Tirania, are not, you know, related to Einstein. By this, that means the normal people is not very smart. And that's why Joel Osteen, in his sermon, attracts millions of people because they are not smart. That's all they need. That's all they want to know. They are not ready to grow. And then when you are 50 years ahead of time like we are, we can only attract a crowd of listeners and cosmic coder that vibrate at a much higher speed, who wants to understand and use the face and the tools of God as you intended humanity to perceive and use the sign.
And it's sad because you could tell they both were, I think, looking for their spirituality, especially the Travis mm-hmm. was more in search of his spirituality, I feel, because he was such a writer and even a motivational speaker himself. It's mm-hmm. such a sad story. And
but he was an apostle. He didn't have the answer. Had he known what I know about astropsychology with the evil that killed him, he would be alive today. That's the only difference. He didn't have cosmic consciousness. Yeah. All he had is his wishes. All he had is his five human sense in his religion.
And Jody now says she wants to get her freedom faster and wishes they'd kill her now. She doesn't want to be, you know, I just hope that...
She's going to find a way to commit suicide. She's going to find a way to commit suicide, sad enough. Or maybe they're going to fry her. Okay. That's part of her fate. You know, like President Obama, who shares the same dragon, when you have this type of dragon, Tirania, you cannot end your life in a normal way like we will. Even though that you're born with this dragon yourself, you know, the lucky Jupiter that I have on your dragon's tail will protect you from the worst of the manifestation of your dragon. Well, guys, we come at the end of this show. I hope you enjoyed it. Just remember again, I'm offering, as of tomorrow for 12 hours, a Skype VIP session, normally $700. You get it for $310, but that is only if you are a VIP. So go to drcherie.com, click on my services, and become a cosmic coder. And once you're in, call Tirania 602-265-7667 so you can get the deal. And you're going to save a lot of money.
And one thing before I say goodnight, God bless Travis Alexander.
And God bless all the children of the world.
All the children of the world. And
all the criminals, because once upon a time they were what?
They were once little children themselves.
Very innocent.
Very innocent. Good night, everyone. Take care of yourselves.
See you next Wednesday.
See you next Wednesday.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.